Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I am your host, Alexis Charles, and today we're going to talk about balance. As I'm recording this, it's Virgo season. So shout out to all my Virgos and you guys. So let's talk about balance. So in life, a lot of things can happen to us. It doesn't matter if you own your own business, or you work at a job, or you go to school, or you actually don't do any of those things. But balance is very key to really being and feeling good, right? And feeling good. Why? Because if you create a balance, then you're able to maneuver and you're able to compartmentalize things and you're able to function without becoming overwhelmed. So how do you create a balance? You know me, I'm going to talk about that pencil and paper. Write down your priorities. Write down what you need to do. Get a calendar. Do what works for you. Some people don't like calendars. Some people don't like writing things down. So if you don't like doing those things, then find out what you like. That's your homework. Find out what helps you stay on task, or what helps you get things done and allows you to create this balance within your life. So you're getting things done, you're feeling accomplished, and at the end of the day, you're like, okay, I got everything that I needed to do. I got that done. And I want you guys to understand, yes, life happens and sometimes plans don't go as planned, but it's okay to still have a plan. And even if that plan doesn't follow through, it's okay. It's okay. Because a lot of people ask me, well, what happens if something happens? If something happens, we just deal with that as it comes. Sometimes we have to say, hey, I can't make that lunch date, or hey, I can't make this meeting because something came up. It's okay to decline things, and it's okay to reschedule and recalibrate. It's crazy that I'm talking about this because right now, as I'm recording this, it is Mercury retrograde. And even though I talk about real life situations, I do talk about some astrological things because I do think that it does have an impact on the collective and what we're going through. Mercury's in retrograde in Libra, could be affecting relationships, but also communication. So what I'm actually wanting you guys to do is actually brush up on some vernacular, learn some new language, learn some new words in the dictionary, understand your communication style, understand your own body language, learn more about yourself, and then learn about the people around you that you actually communicate with on the daily basis. And what does this have to do with balance? Communication has a lot to do with balance. Why? Because communication is the antithesis for everything. Communication can bring something down, or it can lift something up. So whenever you do communicate, it does form a balance. It does form a connection with the people around you and also yourself, because you're able to communicate, you're able to understand, and you're able to see things rather than, you know, just being in your mind all the time. So we want to create that balance. We want to create situations and environments where we can thrive, right? We want to do that. So give you guys some examples. I personally, what do I like doing? I like calendars. I've always liked calendars. Like, I don't know, calendars are just my thing. And some people like lists. So you can list off some of the things or some of the tasks that you need to get done. But one of the things, like, I really want to foot stomp is write down your priorities. What are your priorities, and what things are not priorities that you kind of put in front of your priorities? So some of those things can be, I want to get my nails done, but I need to actually finish this work for my business. So it's actually you prioritizing those things. And whenever you actually start prioritizing those things, you're able to create that balance within your home life, your work life, and your social life. Because we have all those areas of lives that we want to function in and be balanced. So why not write it down? Why not write down your priorities so you can actually, you know, use your time management skills and get those things done so that you're able to have more quote unquote free time, whatever. I don't like really saying that, but I just want to say that as a representation of what I'm trying to explain. But you want to have some more free time, right? So it's like you get these things done, you don't procrastinate, because procrastination is a freaking killer, because trust me, I procrastinate too. But in order not to procrastinate, guess what you just have to do? You literally just have to do it. That's the only advice that I can give for procrastination, is just do it. Like, no matter what it is, just get it done before the actual day or the day before. Do it before that so you can get in the routine of actually completing something prior to its due date, or not on the due date. So that takes practice, just like anything. So creating this balance, creating this equilibrium, also has a lot to do with your diet, your nutrition. There's so much there that comes into creating and having balance within the body, because say you're eating too much fried food, that can definitely create an imbalance, because are you getting enough fruits? Are you getting enough veggies? Do you know, actually going check and see, what is that called? Oh, getting blood work done. And of course, I am not a doctor. I am not diagnosing. So please do not, this is all just, advice. This is not, I'm not a doctor, but when's the last time you got a checkup? When's the last time you, reevaluated your daily activities? Like, do you like to walk? Do you like to run? Do you like to lift? What does your diet look like? And how is it contributing to you feeling balanced and feeling good throughout the day? So these are just some things to take into consideration as we actually go into Libra season, which is the scales, right? The balancing. It's crazy that I didn't even realize that Libra season was right, was coming up. So this is a beautiful, kind of a jump start to that season. But I really want you guys to know that balance is important. Balance in your social life, balance in your love life, balance in your work life, balance in life. And trust me, it may seem overwhelming when I say all of these words. However, you can create this balance. And sometimes by creating balances, all you got to do is write it down. Just start there. And of course, it's not just going to take writing something down for something to just be like, poof, my life is in balance. No. It's going to take practice. It's going to take work. It's going to take refining. And that is all Mercury retrograde is about: refining, revisiting, reanalyzing, and understanding things from a different perspective, from a higher point of view. So you guys, get your pencil and paper out, understand and empower yourself, and tell yourself that I got this shit. I got this. I can create a balance. And if your life is imbalanced, then is imbalanced, then that's fine. You teach someone. This is what this is about. This is about spreading the word. This is about creating a space where we all can learn from each other and also succeed and grow, not only mentally and physically, but spiritually, because that is all inclusive and all important. So thank you guys for listening. This is the Healing Elixir Podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.